The challenges of implementing EdTech solutions for conflict-affected children. Can the barriers to EdTech be overcome to support learning and well-being? By Aisha Schnellman. Conflict-affected zones are typically marred by violence, damaged digital infrastructure, instability, and resource scarcity. While implementing EdTech solutions in such challenging environments can be daunting, as the EdTech leaders I spoke with pointed out, the challenges can be mitigated by innovation, strong partnerships with affected communities, and a thorough understanding of local dynamics and cultural sensitivities. These factors can help in the initial rollout and ongoing development of EdTech solutions, making it possible to continue to respond to the needs of children in conflict situations. Adapting and innovating EdTech for conflict zones. When it was first developed as a resource for Syrian refugee children in Lebanon, Story Voice was regularly updated in response to changing circumstances in Lebanon. Eventually, their platform hosting live read-aloud sessions with children's book authors was modified in a way that allowed it to adapt to the strength of the user's local internet connection. We had to build an app that supported old smartphones and required minimal data to download, explains Mike Clark, Senior Director of New Media at Scholastic and co-founder of the Scholastic-owned app. It is also designed with different tiers to support users in different environments. Depending on the quality of the internet connection, certain elements of the storytelling experience are disabled to allow the core functions to work. It was crucial to us that no matter what, children could listen to the story. The EdTech app Antura and the Letters, on the other hand, was built to run offline. For refugees, data is expensive and very valuable, explains co-creator Francesco Cavallari. Refugees were involved in the design process, and crucial adjustments were made to the app based on their feedback. They told us they use data on their phones to connect to their families and keep updated with what's happening in their home countries. If the game required constant data, parents wouldn't want to give their phones to their kids because it would be costly and battery draining. The International Rescue Committee supports local EdTech companies in their efforts to innovate by connecting them with expert mentors in user experience design, research, and behavioral science. Atish Gonzalez from the International Rescue Committee tells me that they use a well-designed research and evaluation framework to evaluate and increase the impact of EdTech solutions. We apply the appropriate level of research to each solution, Gonzalez says. There are two goals in this process. First is to ensure that companies are improving access to education. The second is to make it possible to measure the growth of the EdTech ecosystem in that location. Strong partnerships between EdTech companies and the community. The people behind the EdTech startup Off2 Class developed a strong partnership with the Ismaili Muslim community. This allowed them to connect with the community's existing partnerships and gave them access to facilities in several conflict-ridden countries, including Afghanistan. As a result, Off2 Class was able to operate programs in which local teachers of English as a second language could physically come together each week to access virtual classes on the Off2 Class platform held by a volunteer based overseas. Chris Jargasia from Off2 Class tells me that through working with peers and a teacher trainer, student teachers gained motivation for learning, which he believes is essential to learning a language successfully. In a community where teachers are well regarded, like in Syria, it works better when students can gather in a secure location to attend the virtual class together, Jargasia explains. They prefer learning from a respected teacher directly, before asynchronously completing after-classroom activities independently on their mobile phones. When EdTech companies in conflict-affected areas work closely with the community, they're also better able to understand local educational needs and challenges, and therefore implement EdTech solutions more effectively, adds Gonzalez. These solutions must be aligned to cultural, curricular, and linguistic needs, he says. Input from the local community on pedagogy and content is essential. Ideally, You should also be able to collaborate with local players who understand how to roll out and support a solution. This is why EdTech built by local companies has an advantage. Navigating local dynamics and cultural sensitivities. When political instability worsened, the off-two-class program in Afghanistan was profoundly disrupted because most of the teachers taking part were female, and women were suddenly barred from accessing educational opportunities. As the economic and political situation in Lebanon worsened the last 3 years, the Story Voice team found it more challenging to maintain partnerships with local advocates against the backdrop of a mass exodus of people from the country. While these challenges are inevitable, knowledge of local political dynamics and cultural sensitivities can help EdTech companies better understand the impact of such volatility on the community and address issues such as the scarcity of resources and a lack of motivation. Companies need a basic knowledge of local issues, Gonzalez says. This can help them understand, for example, what would convince children in a specific conflict zone to engage with an EdTech solution, or whether expensive smart devices in classrooms would make teachers worry about children's safety. EdTech solutions that keep students learning into the future. As increasing numbers of people gain access to digital technology, the global EdTech landscape expands, and technology continues to advance. There are more and more opportunities to develop innovative solutions for children learning in difficult circumstances. EdTech has the potential to transform education for children living in the midst of conflict. Because most conflicts are protracted, achieving sustainable impact requires taking the long view. We need groundbreaking solutions that can help students and teachers and impact educational outcomes, Gonzalez says. But in the long term, we also need stable partners to develop and implement these global solutions. I believe in building locally, then scaling globally. Roberta Michnik-Golenkoff leads the EdTech project Stories with Clever Hedgehog, which offers free e-learning resources to families from Ukraine. In times of conflict and war, EdTech enables us to reach these children who are living in tremendously challenging environments. They can continue learning despite their difficult circumstances, and caregivers are afforded their own space to think of their next move.